NHS inefficiency savings. This AMA has told the head of the NHS that it will get no extra money, despite rapidly escalating problems that led to recent warnings that hospitals are close to breaking point. The previously promised £10 billion extra, which doesn't cover what is needed to run the NHS anyway, will now not be provided. Instead, May has said this has to be found in efficiency savings, that's cuts to me and you. But this language removes us from the reality of what this means for the man and woman on the street, who will ultimately be affected by this. It means closing departments like R&D or maternity, or even whole hospitals like Liverpool Women's or those on the Wirral. Plans have been leaked in a document that is also named in a sanitized way, Sustainability and Transformation Plan. Again, to you and me, sustainability will equate to job losses and Jeremy Hunt imposing unworkable contracts for the nurses, doctors and healthcare staff, leaving these people who care deeply about the services we use, left with no choice but to strike. Transformation would appear to mean selling off all that remains attractive enough to people, like Richard Branson and his Virgin Care, which runs those services for a profit, putting money before our well-being. There is already a massive strain on things like support services. If you go to get blood tests done, they won't necessarily be processed at the hospital you are at. Instead, now labs will be centralized, meaning that one hospital, for example, in a region, will have that service, and your samples will be sent off to that lab, then you have to wait for the results to come back. Now I don't know about you, but I wouldn't call that efficiency. I'd call that watering down the excellent standard of the NHS that we have known and loved. I'd say that it's pretty important that, when you're ill, the doctors can get to the bottom of it as soon as possible. These plans are being rushed through. They are to be decided on by the 23rd of December. It's not a lot of time, and we can't sit back and let this happen. There is no time to wait for a general election. To get the Tories out, we need to act now, make our voices heard before there is nothing left to save. Let's organize a fight back in the traditional Scouse fashion, loudly. It's our NHS, built by our families, paid for from our hard work, and what it has given us is worth fighting for with every ounce. D. Thompson, Bootle.